Blog Talk Radio.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. And other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sails. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whenever they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon.
Coffee number 142, which is still not completely done, I regret to say. Still having some, like, you know, issues with, like, linkage and all that and getting it all set. So this is going to be a first ever, like, in probably small press history. I'm going to be trying to do this show and edit the goddamn thing and have it out within the next few hours here at the same time, simultaneously, like juggling, you know? I'm juggling shit, you know? Like juggling my my big old hairy Caucasian balls. But yeah, no.
how long have you been working on this if it's not up?
Jesus Christ, dude, you have no idea. Quite some time. But, you know, it's all, you know, for a good cause, and it's all for good fun, and Lord, yes. But, you know.
You at least get to tell us who's going to be in this issue if it ever goes live.
Oh, this issue is jam freaking packed with some, I mean, it's solid work, you know. I would not be doing this, and I would not still be trying to create zygote in my coffee and post it and all that shit if I did not believe in these people, these artists, these poets, or whatnot. You know, it's just, it's pretty amazing. This issue, oh, okay, let me go through the list right here. We have Ian Mullins, Michael Cuglietta, John Bennett, J.J. Campbell, Louis Quatermach, Berzobel, Walter Beck, who was one of our featured guests last night on Nothing Lose. That guy is one sharp motherfucker and has a lot going on. Just saying.
Busy motherfucker.
Yeah, no doubt.
That guy's the busiest guy I've ever,
I know, and he's sharp, man. I'm telling you. He is a genuine Renaissance man. So we got some work from Walter Beck, and we also have, short story by Misty Rainwater Lights, and our featured poet is going to be H.L. Nelson, Heather L. Nelson.
Oh,
she
got her back.
Yeah, she's really, really talented. We got a short story by Jessica Caudill. We got a short story by Lynn Koontz. We got some poetry from Bradley Mason Hamlin out of California. We got some poetry from Kevin Ridgway. We got some more poetry from the West Coast by Cassandra Dallet, who is now currently, I think, involved in the Beast Crawl going on right now. And we got some poetry from Doug Drame. We got poetry from Ben Newell, and then we got some poetry from Eddie Krasminski. I'm probably butchering.
You have a long lost cousin. Who is that? Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have the SKI, the ski last name, but this guy, his stuff, it's good. It's good. Yeah, his name is Eddie.
We can't be related then if his stuff's good. So.
Not true. All right. Yeah, he has the SKI last name.
That's your all-star right there.
right, exactly. As soon as I saw the SKI at the end, I was like, this guy is some sort of Polish man. He makes wonderful, beautiful poetry. I must publish him. No, but seriously, yeah, he's got – here's how you spell his name. KRZEMINSKI. How would you pronounce that, Mr. Polish boy?
Oh, jeez. Sounds like Kaczynski to me. Is his first name Ted? What'd you say, Ted?
Eddie.
Kaczynski?
No, Eddie Kaczynski. So anyhow, and we got poetry from William Taylor Jr. and Shane Allison and actually Michelle McDonald. And then we got that, you know, that fish taco column coming up. So a lot of good stuff, and it's going to happen, and this is going to be the first ever, like, simultaneous. Keep editing live while you talk on Blog Talk Radio. And just going to be a fun free-for-all, you know, have not done a fun free-for-all show. God.
Well, hopefully,
hopefully
we can get somebody to call in and read some poetry or something.
I hope you're prepared to read.
Helper boxes.
Are you prepared to read? I'm prepared to read. I like to read. No, I mean seriously though. The most memorable free for all, spontaneous zygote in my radio show. For me, was one night. Oh God, what was it? 2-3 years ago.
Oh geez.
Yeah. Yeah. When I, when I just spontaneously, you know, my good buddy at the time was Aletheia Drummer, and I was like, hey, Aletheia, just, it was like late at night. It was probably 2-3 in the morning here in Ohio, and I was like, Aletheia, I'm just going to, let's just do a fun, like, spontaneous zygote in my radio show. And she was like, okay. And then you happen to be, Mr. Michael D. Gosinski happened to be online. She was like, hey, man, because, you know, I was good buddies with you, too, at the time. We had been interacting a lot. And I was like, hey, Michael, come on, man. Just do a quick spontaneous zygote in my radio show. And sure enough, you were like, okay. And wow. Talk about the love connection,
wow.
Brown.
Well, I don't know about that at the time. I know there was a mini bottle pile up in my room, and I was pretty in the bag that night. I remember I lived in California at the time, and it was like midnight my time, so it had to be 3 o'clock for you.
Yeah,
2 o'clock.
Yep,
I think
pretty
three.
Much. Yep.
Yeah, I remember. There you were. You're like, hey, what did you do? I was like, oh, shit, what do I do? It's like, this is bullshit. I'm like, okay.
But you agreed.
Yeah,
you said yes. You're like, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, like a fool.
Yeah, well, like a fool. Well, look what it did for you. Changed your life. Wasn't life-changing? Yeah, totally life-changing.
Yeah, well, I'm no longer in California. I now live in Texas. New York, which is why I can write a column about the sticks of New York.
Right. So,
it changed my life. Love, happiness, all that crap. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. You little giddy bastard. You're all giddy and shit, aren't you? Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell
jumping
you're
jumping for joy. Yeah, well, you know what it's like to live with a poet, damn it? Oof.
Yeah, what's that like? I mean, because you're both poets, publishers, et cetera, editors. I mean, what's that like?
Well, no, I mean, she's like a good poet. Like, people actually want her shit, you know, so.
Okay.
She gets inquiries, you know, people send her emails and people say, hey, we want to feature you in, like, in print paper copy shit, you know. So, but. But it's no different. We don't talk about poetry or anything because we're on the opposite side of the spectrum. You know, I write about, you know, rim jobs and blow jobs, and, you know, and she writes about, like, feelings and shit. So, you know.
Well, you know what? Yeah, rim jobs and blow jobs, you know, that evokes feelings, too. I mean, there's a connection there.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you got to have a connection to the top of her head. If you don't, then you.
Wow. Where is she right now?
No, but
where is she? Is she at work?
Oh, she's at work, man. She's at work, dude. She's slaving away. Well, no.
Does she know about the show tonight?
My head, she accepts it.
She accepts it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay.
So
I got to ask you then. Since we're doing another one of these spontaneous shows here, is she going
to
get jealous?
No, don't try to hook me up with some female poet.
No, I'm about to hook you up with me, man. Oh, shit. No, seriously, though. You know what? Man, it's July 6th. Actually, technically here in Dayton, Ohio, it is July 7th. But, you know what, just for the fuck of it, let's indulge in a John Wayne Pledge of Allegiance. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, do it.
Here we go.
Let me stand up if
one.
I can.
Yeah, here we go. One, two, three, four. I get English sometimes. I don't know why.
Oh.
Here we go.
You bloody bastard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
those words mean to you. To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, for your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the Republic for rich strength.
A land of laws is an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with real concern for the government. A land where the right of dissent and free speech is jealously guarded. Where the ballot box is the sword and the people its wielder.
One nation under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel and raw courage, informed forever by the awful crucible of civil war.
With liberty.
Where man, in pursuit of an honest life, will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity. Where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes, all people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
John Wayne Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, that's way more.
Oh, yeah.
Way, yeah. You feel it, too?
Yeah. Oh, man, you don't even know.
Your mascara is running right now?
Oh, everywhere. It's all down my front. It's all in my beard.
Oh, no, your beard. Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
there we go right there. Beard. You got that immaculate beard. Something I have always tried to cultivate on my face. But all I get is like this like weird, like creepy, like looking moss sort of formation. I don't have, I don't have the man genes, or what do you call them, man genes, or testosterone? Do you call it testosterone? What does it take to grow and cultivate a beard of that caliber that you have going on, man? Seriously.
I don't know that it takes something, but I'm at a tough spot because you reach a spot where it's 90 degrees with 85% humidity, and you've got a big puffball on your face, and you're sweating, and and it's horrible. But I can't shave the beard. It's like my friend, man. I've had it for over a year now.
Damn.
So
a year. That,
over
that's
a year now.
I can
tuck it in the collar of my shirt now. I mean, it's...
Seriously. So how much grooming goes into that? I mean, yeah, you know, it's a big old, you know, crazy-ass beard that I'm sure there's some sort of, like, sort of man grooming that goes on there to maintain that.
Manscaping.
Manscaping, yeah. Let's hear about this.
No, not really. I mean, you know, you got to be clean about it, you know. I shampoo the motherfucker.
Are you serious? You shampoo your beard,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I had no idea.
I was actually, you know, the college kids are out of school now, you know. I was in Target a couple of weeks ago. And this
Target.
Tall,
I like to call it Target.
Yeah, Target. This tall, you know, kind of... She was a trippy, like a hipster black chick with the big red frame sunglasses, glasses, plastic frames and stuff. She's real cool. She goes, whoa, man, your beer is, like, so trippy. It's different colors. Wow. So I go, Jesus, just fucking rig me up, please. And she's just, like, spaced out into my beard because I'm getting a few gray hairs. And,
oh. Gray hairs already? How old are you? You just turned 31. Come on.
31, come on. Yes.
31. Good Lord. I would give $1 billion to be 31 again. Yeah, young ass. You're a snot-nosed puppy to me.
I give a $1 billion to be 21 again. What are you talking about?
Oh, Jesus. You know, I would only go back to 21 if I could maintain all my knowledge and my intelligence now and go back to that immaculate body. Like, I was chiseled, man.
Immaculate,
I was fucking chiseled.
Body.
Yes, I was chiseled, man. I shit you not. You have no idea. I was a boxer. I boxed and shit. I was, yeah.
You
I boxed. looked like a Greek statue when I was 21.
A
but
Greek
I was dumber
statue.
Than... I was dumber than fuck. That's the thing. I would go back to 21 if I could have all my knowledge and intelligence that I have now at 41. You know,
oof.
And go back. Yeah. So I think our special co-host, you know, I mean our usual co-host, you know, Dr. Quinn is going to She's going to join us at some point here tonight.
Yeah. She's writing down all the fucked up things that I say that could be sexist or, or fascist or whatever. And she's going to be coiled and ready to just go for the throat.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn, she's a loose cannon. She's a loose cannon and she's a lot of fun. And I, you know, from what I heard, she's on the prowl tonight. She's out bar hopping and stuff with some other, yeah. So maybe we will get some fun, like a reportage from Dr. Quinn here. Oh my God,
oh,
you know
she's
what?
At the bars.
I hope she's at the bars.
I hope she calls in. I'll have her write my phone number on the woman's stall wall.
You know what? I
you know, sexed this number. Sexting is accepted. No reason charges.
Yeah, you know, I think my number is on a lot more men's stalls. With the little, you know, little like rusty holes that, you know, what do you call those? What do you call those holes?
Glory holes or what?
Yeah, yeah, little rusty, yeah. Rusty glory holes. So anyhow, you know what? I think our other co-host from Nothing to Lose, Dr. Quinn, I think she's on. I think she's ready.
Up.
I think, yeah. Okay, get yourself all primed and pumped here. Here comes the one and only Dr. Quinn. Dr. Quinn. Are you there, Dr. Quinn?
What are you ladies babbling about?
Ladies?
I call in.
You gotta be shitting
and
me.
I hear this. No. I hear this. If I knew what I knew then, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Oh, my.
What?
I swear to God, I leave you two alone, and you guys start acting like girls.
Hey, well,
some
of us show up on time.
That's the thing, yeah.
Hey,
but you know what? We act. Hey, Dr. Quinn, we act like girls, but
yes.
You know what? We act like really hot girls. Ready? Really hot
well,
girls ready to do the brown chicken, brown fucking cow.
Well,
I have not left my undisclosed location yet because I'm still blowing stuff in the dryer, and I also can't find my driver's license.
That's not good.
I may not be going anywhere.
That's not good.
Driver's license I just got back.
You can't find your driver's license, and you already have a DUI. Wow.
Oh, no. I do not have a DUI anymore. I have reckless driving.
Oh, reckless driving. What's the difference? Okay.
Well, evidently nothing according to the insurance companies, but it isn't. It isn't DUI on my record.
Okay.
So we got that going for us. But no, I had taken my driver's license out to pull out my rent yesterday from the bank. They stuck the license in the envelope with the money. I handed it all to my landlord last night. He left my license under my mat, and I know I grabbed it at some point. I just don't know where I put it. So it could be in the resort. It could be anywhere. Hopefully, it's in my purse.
Well, okay. So Dr.
Well,
Quinn,
stuff do you
ultimately,
have in your purse that you can't find it in your purse.
Yeah, Dr. Quinn, ultimately, what is your plan tonight?
Yeah.
What are you going to go out and do? You going to go out?
Well,
go bar hopping?
Well, no, Siren B is out with her sister for her sister's 21st birthday.
Oh, well, that sounds funness right there,
haunts.
Yeah.
They are out at some local haunts, and she's like, oh, please come on out. And I'm like, oh, all right. That was the plan.
No.
But I don't have a driver's license, you know, that plan may change, and I may be here with my PR all
alone. So you get the DUI taken off of your record, so you're going to go out drinking and driving to celebrate. Hell yeah.
Hey, no one's ever accused me of being bright here.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to give a bunch of guys fake names and just live it up.
Well, see, Dr. Quinn, you say you're not bright, but, you know, you've always been a shining star to me.
No.
A shining star in
see
so many ways.
This is Brian. Quinn is the only one of us with a wife. Here she is going out on a Saturday night, and you're sitting there editing.
This is true. This is true.
Are you still editing? Are you kidding me?
No,
you are really
I'm still editing. It's a piece of shit program that I have, and I'm not going to, like, name the program that I use for Zygote in my coffee. But, yeah,
if you would've,
this
is
a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I am editing live online while broadcasting this show and having fun.
Good Lord,
yeah. Did you just flush a toilet or something, or what was that?
No,
yeah,
I just turned the dryer
she's plunging.
On. Yeah, no, I just turned the dryer
plunging
on.
Plunging away.
Yeah, no.
That was your hair dryer?
I'm looking in my purse to see if...
You're looking in your purse and it goes... Okay.
No. This is really going to suck if I don't have it.
Wow.
What's going to suck? If you don't have your diaphragm for tonight when you go bar hopping?
My diaphragm.
Diaphragm? You can get the pillow over the counter now. What are you talking about? After, you know.
I wish.
The morning
the
after pill.
Morning
yeah,
after
you got your morning after pill, Dr. Quinn.
Yeah.
Do you have your morning after pill ready?
But as long as I can go pick it up from Walgreens, that'll be awesome.
I mean, yes. Just get
Walgreens,
a shot back
huh?
And suck out whatever remnants are there. Boom, you're good.
God damn it. Well, I'm screwed. It's not in my purse. Guess I'm not going anywhere tonight, gentlemen.
Well, wait a second. Aren't you going out with some friends? I mean, come on.
I said,
did they come
I
pick you up?
To me, I was just,
were you designated
I
driver?
I them driving. Huh?
Were you designated driver? I hope not.
No.
Okay, thank God.
No, but I'm certainly not going to get in the car with a bunch of drunk asses. Are you kidding me? I'm not that dumb.
You're not? Okay.
Why don't you call your buddy, what's his name? Flip or whatever? Why don't you call Flip?
Stupidity. Huh?
Why don't you call the guy, what's his name, Flip?
Oh, yes, Flip.
Yeah, he'll
yes.
take you. He'll drive you.
That's not the
yes.
kind of driving I want, gentlemen. Well, actually, I was kind of hoping he was going to come over tonight, but evidently not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? He
that's
has
right.
other plans? Hey. He's tapping some other ass, or what's
he
up with
Flip? Hey. He could be. He could be. Although I love to, I love it. Last night he texts me, "Did you murder someone?" Because I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks.
Wow. Okay.
No. I take that back. I did text him last Saturday over the retarded date I had. And I had texted him to tell him what not to do with women.
That's pathetic.
You had a date with someone else, so you text him about it. You had a date with someone else, so you text him about it.
Okay, see, here's the thing. We are FWBs, so we can talk about these kind of things. So, but ironically, you will get the irony in this of what I was yelling about. So, I don't know if I mentioned there was this guy that I met the night of the DUI, in fact.
Oh,
and
he was okay with your skin condition?
No. I met him before. I met him before the DUI happened. Anyway, so I waited a week to text him because, you know, a little busy that week. Finally texted him. We started talking. We decided that he didn't suck and that he could be invited out to one of my friend's birthday parties. It was kind of a gathering, you know, we went out to dinner, it was a gathering, and it wasn't technically a date.
Okay.
The problem is, though, that when you walk in, most of the crew that I hang out with are couples, so I could see where that would be a little bit weird to walk in and see, you know, a whole bunch of couples, and you might feel, well, anyway, that's germane later. Well, the night that...
Wait a second, that's what? Germane later?
That fact is germane later.
Germane who? Germane
Jackson?
We're
walking into what looks like a date.
Yeah, would you guys do each other down with Jerry Curl juice or what?
No.
Okay.
Anyway. So the guy walks in and... the night that, you know, we had met, we were out with machete-wielding Tanya. He got both of our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
She texted him first, and they were supposed to go out, but she blew him off, because that's just kind of what she does.
Okay.
And so then when he and I started talking, you know, they were over, and she was over it and everything, but he comes in, and... says to her, he was all like, "So, what happened to that rain check?" Now, gentlemen, here's the lesson to take away from that, as I let the dog out. The lesson
you have
there,
a dog?
No, I am dog,
dog
sitting. I am dog sitting for, I am dog sitting this evening.
Oh,
so,
and he ate your license.
Huh? No, the license is back at the resort somewhere, hopefully.
Oh,
but anyway, so the guy, here's rule number one. If you're out with a girl, whether it is a date or not, if you are a guest of somebody,
mm-hmm.
and another girl that you're interested in or they're interested in or whatever, if she's there, don't talk about another date. About,
wow.
You know, how you guys were supposed to go out. It's rude.
Hmm.
It's just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. That sounds like a total, like, bullshit move.
Douchebag move?
Move. I'm glad to hear you, you recognize that. So, anyhow... we're gonna take a quick break here because you're overwhelming me with all this,
Brian has
talking to about dating and stuff. We're gonna have a quick song break here, and Dr. Quinn, you've got to like chime in when hopefully when you're out, you know, bar hopping. Are you going to bar hop at all tonight, or is that bullshit?
I don't know.
All right, how about you just go out in your backyard? Just go out in your backyard there in Indiana and just, you know, do some fun shit and document it.
Talk to the sheep.
No, that's down where Walter is. Walter's the one that's got the sheep. We've just got
the sheep. Who's the guy who screws the chickens?
Michael, that's a...
Of course,
the name
would be Michael.
Bethagiano.
Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm going to... This show is supposed to be about the debut of Zygote in My Coffee number 142. So I'm going to actually... You know what? I'm going to actually, read a poem. From this issue coming out. And then we're going to go to break. And we're going to come back and... let's see here. Who we got? Let's see. One of the poets I'm really, really impressed with this issue. His name is Ian Mullins. And he's got a lot of really good poems here. I'm going to read one of his poems here real quick, and we're going to go to break real quick. Put a little music in, and we're gonna be right back, and all that, and have some more fun here, and hopefully Dr. Quinn starts bar hopping, either that or else does something in her backyard that she documents, and we can all watch and laugh at on YouTube. Seriously. All right.
Read your
poem. So here we go. In fucking poem, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we go. God, you guys, yeah. You make it hard for me to, compose myself. All right, so we have this poem, Roxette, by Ian Mullins. Okay, I'm going to read this. This is coming up here in a few hours. In Zygote in My Coffee number 142, Roxette. Strippers are the toughest women in the world. Thighs like steel plates with emerald eyes. Their hair will give you whiplash. Their fingernails punch through glass. Tongue so sharp they'll cut a diamond in half. Roxy's like a crowbar. She'll bend and bend. But you'll never see her break in fucking poem. Roxette by Ian Mullins. Coming up in Zygote in My Coffee number 142 here in a few hours. We're going to take a quick break and blah, 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 blah. And hopefully Dr. Quinn goes bar hopping or pisses in her backyard and documents it. Alrighty.
What is wrong with you?
Absolutely nothing.
If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's
we're back. And are you know?
Whoa.
Oh boy! Oh my gosh, we got a call here. We got a call. Spontaneous call. Stay tuned. This is a prank call.
Hello.
Oh, hello?
Yes, Mert.
Hello? I was wondering what kind of stuff you have there available in your Walmart store?
Yes, Catamart. Here's what I have for sale. I got a quarter bath count, my peanut. I put a little Anne Frank on there. I put them on the 5.
Do you have like Band-Aids?
No.
Band-Aids that look like camouflage, so that no one can see them.
What I have, I got Anne Frank on my underwear.
You got Anne Frank on your underwear?
Yeah, it's Anne Frank signature series. It's very rare, limited edition underwear put out by Fruit of Loom. They got her on the little weenie hole there that you in the front of the underwear. So on that weenie hole, that weenie flap, they put Anne Frank on there.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, probably designed by a bunch of lesbians.
Bunch of lesbians? Any lesbians work there in your book section there in Walmart?
This is Kmart.
Oh, this is Kmart. Kmart is better than Walmart. I'm sorry, I actually dialed the wrong number. All right,
yeah.
Kmart. Even better. So.
I got cheese balls.
You got cheese balls? Sometimes I do too when I masturbate.
You ever put that on crackers or any of that?
My cheese balls? Yes, I do. It makes them taste much better.
I'll tell you what I disagree with.
What?
Why are you calling me at this hour when Kmart is closed?
Can I speak with your manager?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
All right.
Hello? Hello? I'm the manager.
Hello?
Yeah, this here is the manager out of Kmart.
All right. Hey, I'm really disappointed with the customer service going on.
Yeah.
I just got to say, yeah. Yeah, all I want is, you know, a fucking Dukes of Hazzard, like, action figure set. You know, little car and the two little Bo and Luke Duke figures.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting a runaround here. I'm getting, like, sent to all kinds of weird, creepy-ass, like, places here in your establishment. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got that Bo and Luke Duke action set, actually, what it is. It's actually got the General Lee on it.
General Lee, huh?
Set, and what they do is they jump over a dirt hill. Well, it's made out of plastic, but it looks like dirt. And they crash on the other side over Roscoe's car.
Mm-hmm.
And Bo and Luke Duke actually fit inside the car, which makes it nice. If you're interested.
I don't know. You know, God damn.
It retails $14.95.
$14.95? Are you shitting me? Seriously, are you shitting me? $14.95 for that crap? Goddamn. And it's made out of plastic?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
What the hell you want it made out of?
You know, I don't think I like the Indiana Walmart. I mean, Kmart. Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to have to call somewhere else. I think I'm going to have to call somebody in, you know, oh, God, somebody out in the West Coast and ask them about their General Lee and Dukes of Hazzard cars at this point. Really. Wow.
I told you it comes with Roscoe in his car, too.
Roscoe, yeah. Roscoe, what, yeah. Roscoe P. Coltrane. Yeah. Wow.
But the thing is...
Yeah.
You like, maybe if you're not interested in that, I can... You like poetry?
I hate poetry. Poetry sucks ass.
No, poetry's so great. Yeah, I got...
You got a poem you want to read for us?
No.
Mr.
Walt,
Kmart guy?
I do, actually.
All right, excellent.
It's 4th of July, and I love everything about... You ever have hemorrhoids?
Oh, I do. I do. Yep.
You ever have hemorrhoids?
Oh, I do have hemorrhoids. And, yeah, they itch like a motherfucker, and they smell like shit. Literally.
What do they smell like?
Shit. S-H-I-T. Kmart.
Why do they smell
shit.
Like
shit? Well, because they're in my ass. But, yeah. So, yeah, let's hear about this hemorrhoids thing.
Well, the thing is about them, what I do, you got to find, like, somebody who you got a wife or a girlfriend or something like that. You take a rubber band, and she can go up there, and she can tie a rubber band around the stump of them. Now, they'll fill up with blood, and they're going to hurt like hell for about 2 days worth, but then
uh-huh.
they fall out into the toilet. They plump up like that, and they get full of blood, and they die off, and they fall out in the toilet in your underwears, something like that, but, you know...
Mm-hmm.
You like poetry?
Oh, I like hemorrhoid poetry. Yes, I do.
Well, I'll
you
tell you
read
what
it
I did. I'll tell you what.
That hemorrhoid poem?
Yeah, this one's called Why I Love... This one's called... I didn't catch your name.
My name? I'm just a concerned customer trying to find a Dukes of Hazzard action playset for my children. I thought it was Walmart, but apparently I called Kmart.
You ever put yourself on a simple leg?
Yeah, I have.
Why I love to mow my lawn. Why I love to mow my lawn is because it looks beautiful and green when I am done. And I can take great pride as a citizen of this great land that I help to keep my neighborhood and nation clean. As clean as heaven above, not in disarray like hell below. I take pride in mowing my lawn like a person would take pride in cutting God's hair. Because my lawn is like God's hair, and I take great care when he is there. I love the sound of my lawnmower and weed whacker and hedge trimmer as I busy myself with the work of cutting God's hair, a.k.a. my lawn. I love the smell of new-cut grass and the pretty way it looks under the sun in summertime. I take great pride in knowing God trusts me with cutting his hair. So in conclusion, I love to mow my lawn because I'm helping to keep the hair out of God's eyes so he can safely watch over me and you and our nation at night.
In fucking poem. Wow, you know what? That's beautiful. I got to ask you, Mr. Kmart guy,
yeah.
Have you ever tried internet dating?
Yeah, I've tried internet dating. Man, I was on OkCupid.
OkCupid, huh? And how'd that work out for you?
Well,
there's some nice gals on there, but there's some people on there that are mentally ill.
Mentally ill, huh?
Yeah. I met this
you
gal.
You mean like short bus? Short bus, mentally ill, or?
I believe so, man. This gal I met on there, she says we'll go out and all that. And I went out on her. I went over her house. She made ravioli.
She made ravioli, huh?
Put it out in the microwave.
In microwave? She didn't, like, put it on stovetop, huh?
No, man. We had it on
fucking, she straight out fucking nuked that shit, huh?
She nuked it.
Nuked
we ate
okay.
Our ravioli, and she said, I want to have sex. I don't do that on the first date. I'd like to get to know you better.
Right. That's
but
acceptable.
But then she talked me into having sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having sex with her. And she said, what I want you to do is I want you to fuck me. I said, fuck you. And she said, no, sir. I want you to fuck me. I said, now what the hell are you talking about? She said, well, put your boot back on. See, I wear these imitation snake cowboy boots here.
Uh-huh.
I put it back on my right foot. She says, come on over to the bed. She put her ankles up by her head, and she says, fuck me. I said, what the hell are you talking about? She said, take your damn snake boot and put it in my vagina hole. I said, it ain't going to fit. She says, it is going to fit. And it didn't fit, but I feel like a question for you is, does that mean we went all the way?
Yeah, it sounds like a, you know what, it sounds like a grand slam to me, man. Grand slam, like home run all the way. Grand slam, yeah, absolutely.
I heard of fisting and all this other kinky stuff, but I never heard of that one. She sure as hell did.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of mental illness in this country that doesn't get proper.
Yeah. A lot of mental illness, yes, especially in the state of Indiana, I've noticed. for some reason, yeah.
Different cousins and all that.
Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff kind of happens here in Ohio, too. But, yeah, so anyhow, we're going to take another quick break here, and we're going to, you know what, we're going to prank call somebody else. Somebody, I'm really looking forward to, like, prank calling somebody at the Beast Crawl. Yep, got to do it. Got to do it because, yeah. Beast Crawl is going on. What, it's almost 1 o'clock a.m. here in Ohio. And, yeah, the Beast Crawl, so that puts them at, like, 9 p.m. So, yeah, maybe some after parties are going on or whatnot. It's going to happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some good music here. And move forward. Yeah, you know what? We're going to listen to I Grew a Beard. I Grew a Beard.
I grew a beard because I grew a beard because Indiana was the 19th state admitted to the Union. I grew a beard because mustard tastes better the second time around. I grew a beard because Ginsburg was sexy as King of May. I grew a beard because I resemble 12-year-old boy when I shave. I grew a beard because I am supreme lord of mismatched socks. I grew a beard because every sort of supreme lord should have a beard. I grew a beard because I can't find a job, and a job can't seem to find me. I grew a beard because I staple my thumb to the rain. I grew a beard because I first read Weinberg while on train rumbling through Arizona desert in spring 2001. I grew a beard to ward off the incessant swirling snakes winding through my dreams. I grew a beard because my confirmation name is Angus. I grew a beard because phantoms are always running around asking for the key. I grew a beard because she exists and he exists and she exists and she exists. I grew a beard to protest the idiotic mandible of Earth. I grew a beard like a garden of brownish orange weeds. I grew a beard because I sit in my underwear strumming. I grew a beard because it's 44 minutes after midnight. I grew a beard because there are unicorn stickers affixed to the letters, and the letters arrive daily in my small corner of existence. And I thank the people who take the time to mail letters with unicorn stickers affixed to them. And hopefully I'm able to continue making post office box payments, which will prevent the post office workers from locking my post office box and probably returning my mail to sender, and or tossing all the unicorn sticker-laden letters in the trash heap. And yesterday the low fuel light was on the car, and the papal prophecies of Malachi are perhaps most interesting now, as we near election of Peter the Roman, supposedly a successor to the current Benedict XVI. And most days I get tired and stare at my poor face in the bathroom mirror under the pale dim light and run cold water and splash my face. Though I've always secretly wanted to fill the kitchen sink with water and ice cubes and dunk my face and sing a few lines the way Huey Lewis did in the video too. I Want a New Drug in 1984.
Yeah. Wow. That song really chokes me up.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Let me just talk to some representative from Kmart. Not Walmart, but Kmart. Kmart was, a big thing when I was a kid. And I guess apparently Kmart is still, it's still around. So, yeah, here we go. Here we are. Here we are having fun on a Saturday night, trying to celebrate, I try to live, edit. I got my coffee number.
Have you been editing at all?
A little bit, yes. Pardon me?
Did you click refresh? Is that how you've been editing or what?
Did I click refresh? Wow. Are you really second guessing me that much? Click refresh. Really? All right. Wow. Okay. I'm just going to let that go. You know what? I'm going to prank call someone else. No, I mean, that last call was totally unexpected and spontaneous. Dr. Quinn, what's going on now?
Yes?
Just quickly, give us some feedback. I mean, I thought you were going to be bar hopping at this point. We're going to be getting...
Dude, I told you, if I can't find my license, I better not leave the house.
Really? So you're not going to leave the house. So what are you going to do then?
Come on.
Are you just...
Come on, Quinn. You know they're not going to card you.
Wow! Ouch! That burned.
Listen to that.
That was a total burn. Wow!
Wow!
Ouch! Ouch!
That sucked, dude.
Ouch!
Holy
damn!
Shit. Now you just made me spill my PBR. Damn it!
Spill your what?
Yeah.
My PBR.
Is that something kind of like your, I don't know, what's the thing they call that they put, up in, like, female vaginas to, like,
it's a beer,
IUD or IUD?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, Pabst Blue Ribbon. There we go.
PBR.
Yeah, okay. Really? You're so
I'm doing it up classy like tonight.
You are classy tonight. So, okay, just spill it right now, Dr. Quinn. Are you going out bar hopping or not?
I said no, not without a license, but I've already told Siren to call in.
Okay. All right. Wow. All right, you know what? I'm going to prank call someone.
You know what? Do you want to call her? Do you want to prank call her? Because I can send you her details.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know what? What? Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, Brian. All
right.
Yeah. Send me her number, like, in a text.
Let me get
in a text or, you know, and that would be hilarious. What do you think she's up to? Is she, like, going out bar hopping tonight?
Well, she has taken her sister out for her 21st birthday.
Oh, 21st birthday. There we go. That's funness. Okay. She's not gonna see this coming. Okay. That's great. All right.
Okay, hold on here. I am forwarding you the digits. Hold on.
Yes, please do. Quickly. In the meantime.
Hold your panties.
My panties. I have man panties. No, actually, I have a diaper. And I like to shit and piss in it. Yeah. You know what? We're going to, like, listen.
Here you go.
We're going to listen. Oh, my gosh. I got it. All right. Here we go. We are going to call. We're going to call up Syriana Blas, better known as Siren B, and see what's going on with her and see if she knows what the hell, you know. It's going to be fun. All right. Prank call number two. We're going straight to hell. You know that. Okay. All right. Here it goes. Hold on, guys. Here it comes.
Oh, my God. What was that?
One, two. Oh, shit. All right. I'm dialing and stuff here. One. Oh, boy. I'm ready. Hold on. You know what? Let's go to just a quick musical break, and we'll be right back, and we will prank call. Okay, just give me a second here.
Walk the tightrope through NCS amongst
Who is it? Who is it?
Where are you?
I am at a bar.
You're in a bar? What are you doing in a bar?
I am drinking and dancing.
You're drinking and dancing?
Is this Brian?
No. No. What's your name? Who are you?
My name's Serena. I didn't call you. You fucking called me.
No, what's your name again?
It's Serena.
Serena?
Hang on, give me a second.
You're dancing in a bar.
Yeah, I'd be able to go outside and come back and tell them there, so. Because they have my ID. Do you want that? Hello?
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 Is that your name?
Yes. Yes.
Really? You know, I'm shocked because I thought this was, God. I thought this was, like, emergency, like, control and shit.
No, this is actually a prostitution line.
A prostitution line? So what are you doing in a bar? What's going on here tonight?
Trying to hook up with men.
Really? Trying to hook up with men. What kind of men?
Any men, bikers, big men, men who wear diapers.
All right. So, oh, wow. Okay. Wow. And your name is Serena?
Some night.
Some night? What's
some
your name?
Night.
Like? Okay. All right. What's your name like on other nights? Like what?
LaDraya? LaDraya?
Really?
LaDraya?
What's your name tonight?
Serena. Maybe.
Serena maybe. All
yes.
Right, Serena maybe. All right, you've got to tell us what's going on here with this bar hop. And what's going on with the whole scene here in Indiana. Where are you at? Indiana?
I am in Northwest Indiana getting drunk without Michelle Quinn.
Yeah, where the hell is Dr. Quinn? Where is
she's
that?
Right.
Why is she not with
I don't
you?
Know where the medicine woman is.
I told you guys I can't find my driver's license.
What kind of idiot loses her driver's license?
Exactly.
After she
wow.
says gets it back.
Oh, that's harsh. Come on now.
I love you.
I love you too.
I would make it up to you if you were here.
Ooh, that's wow. That's a whole nother show
hey, you guys
right there.
That far away. You can bring
better bring
out
your
over
video
here.
Phone, Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
we
all
need
all
Michelle
right,
McDaniel to videotape.
Siren B.
Quinn, no one would ID her. She can go ahead. She'd be fine.
Yeah, right. She has no license.
Wait, who is that?
That's our other co-host, Mr.
Gosinski. Mr.
He's
Michael D.
Gosinski. Oh, hello.
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
So, okay, yeah, give us an update. I mean, you're out bar hopping, and Dr.
Yes.
Quinn was supposed to be with you, but so give us a quick update. What's going on in the bar?
Well,
hopping?
Right now, it's a bunch of old people dancing.
Old people? What's old?
Yeah,
define
old people, man.
What's
what?
Old, according to your...
Define old people.
Like Dr. Quinn's age.
Wow. Okay. All right, so you find that to be a turnoff.
No!
No. That's a big turn-on.
Old people dancing is a turn-on. Okay, so, no, I mean, seriously, come on. Okay, come on here, Siren B. Just really quick, what the scene is like there? I mean, have you scoped out any, like, you know, some prime ass?
Some what?
Prime ass.
Prime ass? No, not yet, unfortunately. I'm looking, though.
She's not drunk
okay.
enough for that yet.
The night is still young.
Right. Well, okay, well, what exactly are you looking for at this point?
I don't know. Anything with two legs who breathes? Or I guess three legs.
Legs.
I guess three legs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even two legs is fine.
Okay,
yeah, the
so
tripod.
The tripod, yeah. You're talking about the tripod. Wow.
Although, I've always considered myself, I guess, heteroflexible.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
So, okay, so you
All right. Wow.
I like the tripod, but whatever happens, happens.
Okay, so you swing both ways.
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not.
Depends on who's asking. If it was Michelle Quinn and she was right here, yeah.
Hey, yeah, well, Michelle Quinn can't find her driver's license. And so
that's her loss.
Yeah, it is her loss. And, you know, I'm really...
Because I know she likes them young.
You like them young, huh?
What now?
You like them young, Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn definitely likes them young. She is a cougar and a half, yeah.
And I'm everything she wants.
So, okay, all right. Sorry for prank calling you, Siren B. Just wanted to, like, get an update because she, I knew she was supposed to be with
you. Where's the birthday girl?
Here tonight. And I hope you're having fun. And you know what? You need to update us on
Wait, guys, we got to get the birthday girl on.
You want me to get the birthday girl?
Yeah.
Birthday girl.
I can go get the birthday girl. I will go get the birthday girl. Yeah. I will go get her.
Alrighty.
Yeah, let me get her.
All right. We got a birthday caller. At the same time, you know what? We got another caller on. You know what? I'm going to bring this caller
on. Hang on. It's loud with old people. Okay, here's the birthday girl. Hi.
What's her name?
Who is this? Who am I talking
Hello?
To?
Hi, birthday girl. Is it your birthday?
It is my birthday.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21?
That's
oh, my God. Day. Oh, my God. You're like, you're young enough to be my my daughter.
I am your daughter.
How's it going, birthday girl?
What?
Call him daddy then.
How's it going, birthday girl? Are you having fun? Are you?
I'm having so much fun, daddy.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Are you getting inebriated or, no, that's a fancy word for drunk. Are you getting drunk on your 21st birthday?
I am getting there. I might be there. I don't know.
Yeah. What's the scene like there? Are you scoping for like men? No, you know. Are you scoping on your 21st while getting inebriated?
Am I what?
Scoping for men.
From men. I'm always scoping for men.
Okay. And what's it look like
well,
right
you're
now?
You're live on a radio show. Okay.
What?
What's it look like right now as you scan the bar you're in right now for your 21st? What's it look like?
Nothing.
Any pencil? Nothing?
No, nothing.
Really? That bad?
It's pretty disappointing.
That is sad. Wow.
I know. I expected so much more.
Yeah, so you guys are going to have to go bar hopping. We're going to have to, like... skip on over to the next bar and try to find, you know.
Hey, it's Siren B again. I'm going to go get Julie. Michelle knows Julie. Thank you. So just give me 1 second.
We got Julie. Okay. Hello, Julie?
Yes?
What time
is it? You're on a
What's
radio
on,
show
Julie?
With Michelle Quinn and Ryan and
Really? Hello, hey, what's going on?
Hey, well, okay,
we're listening to a really bad rendition of the Bodines at this bar. It's horrible. They're about two beats too slow.
Oh, no. Who's playing the Bodines? Who is trying to do that?
Okay. Julie, so what's going on
yes.
here?
What's going on here?
Yeah. Give us an update.
At the bar? With some really bad dancing, including my spouse?
Not me, though.
No, not Serena.
Serena is incredibly sexy with her little nymph self here. And everybody else, we have old people and young people here. So the young people have no idea what's even being played tonight. They don't even know what the Bodines
are. What
do
you mean by young people?
Okay, I'm talking about 21 to 30-year-olds don't know who the Bodines are.
Julie, which band is trying the Bodines?
This is David and David. They used to play back in the day.
Never mind.
In Lake County here, and even before, like, History's End and them, you know, started up, it was David and David.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, so how are you having a good time, Julie? That's the most important thing.
I am. I've had a lot to drink. Even at the Highland Fest tonight, I had a few beers.
So you're feeling that you're feeling that buzz. You're feeling good.
Yes.
But there's no, as far as men go or anything, there at the bar, you don't see it or feel it, huh?
Nah.
Have a good scene?
Nah.
Nah? That's
no,
bad.
But I'm a bad one to ask, so I've been married for too long.
Well, you know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, sometimes it doesn't matter, but you know,
Okay, well, you know, you still
Byron B. is not married, but is looking. Byron B. is ready to get married to anybody.
Yeah, I know. Byron B., I think, got married to a tub full of butter not too long ago. But,
I was thinking if we let her get in a tub of butter but then had, like, a fake bake machine there, it would go over well. It would smell roasted. She would smell roasted. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's grotesque. Well, you know what? You need to I think you guys need to move on, find a new bar, and get back to us and give us an update here.
If we found a new bar,
uh-huh,
that would mean that we would have to drive somewhere.
Oh, see, driving.
Yeah, you know.
Driving, ball, and talk. Do you guys
here
know,
we can walk home.
Am I going to have to, like, report you guys?
Or to your home.
What would you report, though?
I'd be like, there's a bunch of drunk
what
chicks.
What would you say?
I'd be like,
what would...
I would be like, doo doo doo, and call up the police. Like, there's a bunch of drunk chicks just driving around trying to find bars.
Well, you know, we're drinking these really bad shots tonight. So,
that's awesome. Yeah.
They were white and creamy looking, and it was terrible.
Oh, wow. You went there. White and creamy looking, huh?
They tasted disgusting.
You know the first image that comes to mind.
It was no better than what I can. Never mind.
Yeah, when somebody
you
says,
do remember this
creamy.
Is a prostitution line. So we've had some pretty white, disgusting things before.
Wow.
But you know what? I want to go drink some more, and you guys are wasting my time to get drunk.
And you know what? It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for
you
being a part
too.
Of the show. And yeah. Yeah, you know what? Go keep getting fucked up, and you know what?
We will. Bye-bye.
Keep scoping. Keep scoping. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's a bunch of drunk girls on the prowl. Dr. Quinn, you're missing out.
Yeah, and Dr. Quinn's just sitting at home on a Saturday
Yeah,
night.
She's just sitting. Dr. Quinn. My
yeah,
Lord.
We do do jackasses.
I'm a
missing
jackass
out.
With a driver's license.
Yeah, exactly. I got a driver's license. Jesus Christ. Wow. Sounds like they're having a blast there. You're missing out there, Dr. Quinn.
No, I've been to that rodeo a few times.
You've been
I
to that rodeo?
Are.
Rodeo, yeah. Are you saying they're a bunch of heifers or what? It's like herding cattle? I don't
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you said rodeo. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, man. All right, you know, damn.
So you said something. Who are you going to prank call at Beast Crawl?
Yeah, we need to prank call somebody from the Beast Crawl. Let's see, it's 1:20 a.m. here in Dayton, Ohio, so that would make it about, what, there's a three-hour difference?
And
so what?
10, 12?
10, 11, 12, 1, yeah. So it's about 10, 20, 10, 20. Yeah. All right, so, all right. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and we'll see here. In the meantime, let's just, you know what, let's listen to another Walter Beck piece. Walter Beck.
Yeah,
from,
I've been listening to that today. That's a good album, man.
It is. His poetry.
I normally don't like stuff like that, but it's really good.
This Walter Beck guy, I'm telling you, he's something else. Oh, you know what? We have another caller here. We have a caller who's been holding for like 17 minutes. Let's bring this caller on and see. Wow. Okay, let's bring this caller on and see what's up. Hello, caller. You're on. You're on live.
Hi, yes. Yes, this is S.A. Griffin.
S.A. Griffin, huh?
I actually thought I was calling into a serious poetry program.
Mm-hmm.
But you left me waiting online, and you're really testing my patience.
Okay.
And I mean, are you discussing poetry tonight, or is this some kind of fuck off show?
It's all about poetry. It's all about the verse.
So I mean, I don't hear much discussion. I hear some drunk bimbos cackling in the background for a while. I hear some various other nonsensical language, nonsensical conversation. But I don't hear much talk about poetry.
All right, well, Mr. Griffin, then please let us hear your
enlightenment.
I'm not saying that I'm here to share any poetry with you at all. I'm just here to ask you. I'm tuning in to what I thought was an open mic poetry program,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out it's just a bunch of children messing around on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Which is typical, yes. This is, yeah. All right, well, Mr. Griffin, I'm sorry you're
disappointed. So you're just gonna hang up on me, or I waited
on
you
for never
what,
hang
15
up on
or 20 minutes
Griffin,
to get on the
please.
Phone with you, or?
Oh, Mr. Griffin, if you're serious about poetry, see, all of a sudden I'm getting English, and I'm serious when I start talking in an English accent. Mr. Griffin, please elaborate.
Elaborate on what? I think I just told you what I felt. I mean,
all right.
Do
you
I'm want to
read some poetry?
Do
you want to be a serious poet?
I'm not talking about myself. I thought I was listening here this evening, listening to an open mic poetry program. However, I got nothing but a bunch of nonsensical banter from you
mm-hmm.
and your little friends over there.
Wow.
You're doing, prank calls and junior high bullshit when you are... are presenting your show as an open mic poetry forum. Now, this is exactly what's wrong with the small press. It has been hijacked. It has been hijacked by junior high mentality.
Well, I'm sorry.
This is what happened to outlaw poetry right here.
Wow. I'm sorry you feel this way, Mr. S.A. Griffin, I'm really, really sorry you feel this way. Yeah.
And what are you referring to me?
Outlaw poetry. What's your definition of outlaw poetry, Mr. S.A. Griffin?
Why do you keep referring to me as S.A. Griffin?
Because you said you were S.A. Griffin.
So you actually listen and pay attention, huh?
Indeed, I do.
See, this is exactly where our movement has gone. It has gone the way of the immature, prepubescent children who take our open mics and take our poetry events and our publishing houses and destroy them with juvenile delinquency. That is not what outlaw poetry is.
What's your definition of outlaw poetry?
The exact opposite of what you profess.
What do I profess? What do you think I profess?
Nobody here professed outlaw poetry.
Who's chiming in over there?
Everybody's chiming in.
Everyone.
I have lower.
Billy Ray Valentine.
Voices on here? You're not going to scare me away by ganging up on me, okay?
Oh, gang. It's an overstuffed Oreo. Wait a minute. With white cookies.
All right. Yeah. Well. Okay. Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Oh, now
let
it's quickly.
Know. What you think?
Oh, quickly! Hurry on! We have to get back to fucking off.
Yeah,
that's
we
us.
Do. Yes. Give us your opinion.
Opinion on what? I just told you what my opinion was.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
So you have your little friends on there, and you think you're going to scare me away?
I'll send you
I hope you're not scared.
You
know what?
You
know, I would like for you to stay on here and, you know, be a part of the show and chime in with your opinion. You know, because you know what? We're going to go to a quick break.
Yeah,
we're gonna listen to some music here real quick, and then we're going to prank call somebody from the whole Beast Crawl. Over, you know, it's going on in the
Beast Crawl,
there.
Huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, you know what? Stay online. Stay on. You know,
Beast Crawl can't even pay.
What's your opinion on Korea?
Pay. I can tell you right now, the Beast Crawl, which can't even pay a decent poet to travel there, incapable of buying my airline ticket. So, yeah, go, whatever you have to do. Go to your little break.
No, yeah. No, stay on here. We're going to prank call somebody.
You. Sure, yeah.
We're going to
fuck off some more.
Yeah.
We're going to get out of serious poetry.
Yeah, this is serious shit. We're going to prank call somebody from the Beast Crawl.
Stop referring to me as S.A. Griffin. This is Michael D. Gosinski.
Michael D. Gosinski, huh?
Wow. Yeah, I just wanted to call in.
Good to hear from you, Mike.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call in and talk about the new Black Sabbath album, man. Fucking rocks, dude.
You know what?
They haven't released an album like this since about 75, man. Yeah. I wish Geezer was still in the band, though, man, you know?
You know what? I'm gonna go. You know what? We're gonna bomb Korea right now. North Korea. You know,
yeah.
Kim Jong Un. You know, the shitty little son who inherited the Northern Korea. Here we go. We're gonna bomb Korea real quick, and we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna prank call somebody from the Beast Crawl.
Korea every night. My engine sank into the salty sky. I didn't know if I would live or die. I bombed Korea every night. I bombed Korea every night. I bombed Korea every night. Red flowers bursting down below us. Those people didn't even know us. We didn't know if we would live or die. We didn't know if it was wrong or right. I bombed Korea every night. And so I sit here at this bar. I'm not a hero, I'm not a movie star. I've got my beer, I've got my stories to tell, but they won't tell you what it's like in hell. Red flowers
The Korean War, man. Wow. You know, it's like the Korean War. It's like the forgotten war. You know, 1950 to 1953. Yeah. Harry S. Truman was president at the time. You know, we were pretty much, it was a you know, war by proxy. We were pretty much fighting the Chinese and the Soviets and all that good shit. You know, and, you know, there was a really kick-ass TV series based off of the Korean War called MASH, which I grew up watching. But, yeah, so anyhow.
Shut up and prank someone.
Here we go. All right, I'm going to prank someone. We're going to call, yeah, going to call someone. Here we go. Do 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 do. Let's see the answer. Seem to be working. All right.
You broke it.
As I tend to break everything.
Well, see what happens when you try to do a show about poetry?
Because poetry
for the bimbos.
Yeah, and poets suck, yes.
It worked for the bimbos.
Poetry. Just give me a second here. Maybe I've been blocked. I don't know. Here we go. Oh, God. All right. This particular beast crawl fella doesn't seem to be answering.
Sounds like you just got put to voicemail.
Doesn't even have a voicemail. Either that or I've been blocked. All right.
That's
so you know
like
what? We're done with that person. And we're gonna move on and we're gonna call someone else here. Alrighty then. We gotta. I mean, Beast Crawl is it? You know, it's a big thing. I was there last year, and I was there last year, and you know, I've got to prank somebody who was involved there. Okay, all right. Let me see here. Let me find another. All right. All right. Prep yourselves, guys. We're gonna try this again. A different person. Just for fun. We got time to bullshit around here. makes me feel like an evil bastard. because I am. Alright. So, yeah. yeah. Alright. Here we go. These sons of bitches not answering.
No voicemail again.
They're too busy with the beast crawlageness.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
John Swain.
Hello, this is Uttar Pradesh
at the
with
tone,
Sally May.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yes.
And we got... Hello?
Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Swain. This is Uttar Pradesh with Sally May. We called to talk to you about student loan. Please call back. 1-800-LICKY-THE-BOLTS.
All right. That call did not work.
You think John Swain has student loans?
Does he really have student loans? Mr. John Swain, no answer his phone. And no acknowledge. Beast crawlageness, beautifulness. All right, so move on. We will try to prank call someone else from who at Beast Crawlageness. Here we go. All right, here we go again with the dialage. I am getting pissed off at these motherfuckers who do not answer their phones. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Wow.
I changed the number on you, Brian.
Apparently, I have been cock-blocked. Yeah. In many, many ways. All right. You know, there's other numbers I can call.
Is there a suicide hotline? Can we call the suicide hotline? Where can we call?
No. We're going to get a hold of somebody from the Beast Crawl right now.
You think
I'm telling
so.
You. I am fucking determined here. I am determined. It's got to happen because I was there last year, and I want to mess with one of them. Who is there currently? okay. I'm going to try this one more. Okay. Here we go.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Wow. Okay.
That sounded so poetic.
There's nothing poetic about this. This beast call is a big farce. All right. Wow. Okay. Apparently, these people involved in the beast crawl have somehow blocked me, and they're frightened. They knew that I was going to be a dick tonight. All right. All right. So here we go. Here we go. I'm going to find another number. Somebody. I'm telling you. It's going to happen. We're going to get a hold of one of these people. I'm telling you right now. All right. Here, last ditch effort. All right. Last ditch effort at freaking people at the beast crawl. Here we go. Here we go.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
I never hear that.
Are you still there? You have reached
no.
The maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. Are you still there? You have reached
the
maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. 2
to
erase and re-record. Press 3.
Hello?
Yeah, you calling me, God damn it, I'm drunk.
Sorry you're having trouble.
Hey,
your
up?
Message
Tom
has been sent. Goodbye.
Hello, who's calling me having your weird ass shit? Oh, man, I can't even go. I gotta find a place where it's almost quiet. This is San Milnadu. I understand you have virus in your computer. I can
I'm
take
sorry,
remote
what's
control.
On?
I can take
Hello?
Remote control of your computer and fix for you. This is San Milnadu.
Hello.
Oh,
well, I appreciate that.
You have
Hello.
Except,
virus.
You know,
do you
Hello,
have,
I
have
an
the,
are you at the beast crawl?
It, well, it's over. It was fucking amazing. And of course I'm a superstar. Don't
yeah,
that, but don't
what,
check
what
with
name?
Anybody.
What is your name?
My name. My
Who
name. Is this the IRS?
Who are you?
This is the NSA.
We are watching you.
Yeah. Really? You know, I'm in the bathroom. I'm masturbating. So you
that
like what you
hot.
See?
That is very hot. Will you post pictures
later? We were watching
later?
You. We were watching you. That's why we call you.
Ah, that's it. Yes,
you.
That's not a prosthetic. It's all me.
Vision.
That's it. If you want to see more, please give me your credit card and. and I do. You know.
My number immediately.
For the next 3 minutes. Yes.
Now, Paul Corman Roberts, could you please tell us about some of the highlights of Beast Crawl?
This is not Paul Corman Roberts. Who
it, yes, it
come
is.
On, this is Stephen
Paul
Goldberg.
Roberts.
Is it the
yeah, no,
Stephen Goldberg?
This is Stephen Goldberg. I am here for the whole Cleveland repping for the East Coast. West, I'm sorry,
you
West
are
Coast.
Representing Ohio. You are
sure.
Representing Ohio right now at the Beast Crawl. Give us a quick update, man. Come on, seriously.
It was
a lot of you guys, and we keep
it
getting
was,
ignored. but apparently you answered, and while you're in the toilet masturbating, and you know what? That's perfect. That's perfect. No, how's
it was
going?
So it's the only thing that you. It's really fantastic. It was super smooth. There was really no major hang-ups. Everybody has been really, really friendly. The venues were terrific. I don't know how many, but each of the different things that I attended, including the one that I read at, it was pretty stuffed. So it was really well attended. And there were some worries because, you know, Bart's on strike, and so a lot of people might not have come over from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it really fucked me up. I don't know. I mean, let me kind of get their heads together and figure it all out. But, I'm staying in another goddamn dive hotel. it's sort of clean, and the owners are really up there knocking on my door. Well, do you want some coffee? I get you a coffee maker. Okay. And they were terrific. They're really very nice.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
So just about everybody who's anybody's here. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys aren't here. Well, you guys got to make choices. You had to go and, you know, get tattoos on your head and shit. So, you know.
Yeah, I am a little fucked up in that way. But, yeah, no, seriously, man.
But it has been good. It's really become like it's like a week-long deal.
Right.
Essentially, it was like a kickoff yesterday. Punk Hostage Press kind of did their thing yesterday. It was just sort of an open mic deal, and had a barbecue before, and that was really, really neat. AD Winans showed up and participated, which was great because I finally got to meet the guy face to face.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quite gracious, and he recognized me and wanted a picture with me, and then was telling me all kinds of Jack Michelin stories. You know, it was really it was awesome. That was like one of my highlights there.
Right.
And of course today went so well, and then tomorrow there's another reading 8:00. It's a kind of like a proceeds, it's donation only, but the proceeds are going to 100,000 poets. Oh, and I didn't realize that Mark Rothenberg's guy started that stuff, and he's one of the guys. I don't know if San Francisco or Oakland. I only met him last year. And then there's a thing out in the Sacramento. I mean, it's almost a week long thing.
Oh yeah,
it really
that's
is great.
That's the way it was last year, man. It really, and you know what? It just, you know, it makes me happy that you are there and you're representing Ohio. You're the Ohio boy there.
The funny thing is, it's not that, for some reason, they're just amazed, like, Cleveland, really? And, of course, I compliment them about, California and everything else. And but the chicks aren't coming. You know, I thought that I'd do a little bit of this thing. Of course, I did, like, whine a little bit about being unemployed, and if anybody could, put me up as a sugar mama, you know, here and NoCal here. But no takers.
No takers yet.
You know? Maybe I should have put another pair of socks in my pants. I don't know. I just wasn't bulging enough.
Yeah. Definitely insert an extra pair of Batman socks down in your groin area.
It is a fantastic thing.
I've been dying for feedback, live feedback here from the show because, you know, God damn it, I was there last year with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I miss it. I couldn't make it this year.
It really is good. It really seems to be smoother. The enthusiasm is just as strong.
I think they're better organized.
Yeah. I'm sure they learned a lot.
And
yeah,
absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is, it's like you know, like I show up and I mean, the bios and my introductions to local people that Paul's doing. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything of any significance that I've written or anything else, or the Lit Cafe series or all the crap that, you know, I thought was important. They're all talking about the crawl last April in Cleveland.
The crawl.
Let's give a quick shout out.
It was fucking awesome.
I mean, it's,
come on. Let's do it.
I mean, everybody is like, what, really? And, you know, people are like, are you going to do it next year? It's like, well, I don't think. And they're like, well, I'd like to go out here. And people want
to
come out because those folks that were from out here that came in there, they came back and just raved about it. And they said, yeah, I'd love to go and do that. Oh, that's really, really great.
So, like I said, I'm
like a celebrity. I don't know what the hell to do with it. You know, I mean, I have not bought a beer in 2 days. People are buying me beer. You know, I said, this is great, but where's the sex? I mean, come on. I can afford the beer. I can't afford the sex. So give me what I can afford.
Hey, I will give you a hand job. Just look the other way. But seriously,
lotion.
You need to plan another Tremont crawl.
Yeah.
I mean, it was phenomenal, and it's Ohio's like response to the Beast Crawl there in Oakland, the other crawl that goes on in San Francisco. There we go. You're representing Ohio, man. So, gotta make it happen.
Anyway, it's been a good time.
Well, good.
Life is going on, and I'm really happy to be out here. I'm sure I'll be happy to get home my own day, you know, and not have to like wear slippers for the really cruddy carpet that's in the, you know. Although I am staying my last night here, I'm staying with Sammy Dwarfobia. That should be very interesting.
Oh, Sammy Dwarfobia! Oh, I love him.
Yeah,
he's
that's
going
to be really good. I hadn't seen him until today, actually. Sarita's running off to go. She's got a gig in Mexico. So, I mean, I had to get a tip. Yeah. So, I'm kind of sorry about that because we haven't really. Uh-oh.
All right.
Well,
you have to go, man.
Going.
All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for chiming in and giving us
No problem.
Next year, Ohio, you know, Tremont crawl, Cleveland, got to make it happen.
Come
man.
On, dude.
Hey.
Why not Dayton? Why not Dayton?
An argument with a prostitute or something? What's going on?
No. My fan base has come up. Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Thanks for talking.
Bye.
Take it easy, Steve. All right. Have fun. Bye bye. All right. Yeah, that was Steve Goldberg out there at the Beast Crawl. We got a hold of somebody from the Beast Crawl. Finally, we got through, and he gave us some good feedback. And it sounds like he's having a lot of fun. And it's a good show. And you know, wow. All right. So, yeah. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and come back and wrap this shit up because I think we're almost done. All right. All right. We'll be right back here in just a minute. Thank you.
brother. It's a revolution somewhere, here in the middle of goddamn nowhere. I came here shaking, full of bad craziness and paranoia, as I walked into my ninth year. I walked the tightrope through NCS, amongst the shadows of old schoolers and long-timers. I walked that tightrope sitting through half-sincere lectures, not knowing if they could handle a Gonzo-styled commission. Even as we were being indoctrinated into national standards, there were still a few kindred souls raising their own flags. Oh, brother, it's a revolution summer. Here in the middle of goddamn nowhere. Back into my wilderness home, decked out in my medals from the streets and mock suspenders, walking into a swarm of politicians, cold hostility, armed with only my rock and roll. Badgers don't impress me much. Day off from training to tear the big stage up in the windy city. Sweating bullets spinning through my head as I rip through a revolution, gripping the sides of the podium, eyes crazy with determination, grit, gut, soul. My brother and I drove back feeling victorious, feeling the floodgates open up.
Chime out here for the spontaneous zygote and my copy radio show, and it's been fun. I want to thank my co-host Michael D. Gasinski and Michelle L. Quinn. We're going out here. Here we go, guys. Here we go. It's a great show. Fun. Bad.